Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
So this is the story I saw in a couple of places today. Actually, this is a WGN radio and TV. Urbana, Illinois, the University of Illinois system announced a new policy that guarantees admission for Illinois natives at other schools if they want to transfer this fall semester. You need to have graduated from an Illinois high school. You need to be working towards your first bachelor's degree. There's an English language proficiency test, and you have to have had a 3.0 GPA and at least 36 semester credit hours. So if you're going to another school and you want to transfer to the U of I, 36 credit hours is about a year and a half somewhere else. Now you want to go to Urbana or Chicago or Springfield. Our expanded transfer guarantee welcomes home students who have chosen to begin their college education in another state. Aha. And when I saw that, I thought, oh, it wasn't clear in the beginning of this story. What if I went to Joliet Junior College or Illinois State? Am I eligible, or is this just for kids who have been going to school out of state? Okay, let's figure this thing out. Deneen Jackson Gillespie is here, Vice President of External Relations and Communications in the U of I system. Hi, Deneen. It's John. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much, John, for this opportunity to talk about this wonderful initiative. We're really excited about it.
As I think would be a lot of parents. Jump to my little question there at the end. Is this for kids who've been going to school out of state, or what if they were going to a school in state?
This initiative guarantees admissions for kids both out of state and in state. As you said, it's for those who graduated from Illinois high schools and are at current accredited colleges or community colleges. We want to welcome them back to any of our three universities within the system.
Do I get to pick which of the universities I want to go to?
You do. You have your pick of the three world-class universities we have. And each are ready to help transfer students figure out their journey. I think the biggest thing that we want to clarify is that we want those students to reach out to us early as they hear about this initiative and start passing out what their college journey is going to be.
Yeah, well, in fact, for the U of I at Urbana, it started yesterday, the application time, right?
Yes.
So what if I previously applied to the U of I and got waitlisted or denied admission? So now I've gone somewhere else. I've got those 36 credit hours. That would be, I think, for a lot of kids, a year and a half, maybe two. But am I still eligible for this program?
You're absolutely eligible. As long as you meet those qualifications, definitely take some time and talk to our transfer counselors, but for sure you're eligible to reconsider the University of Illinois System School.
And again, the word guarantee is in this first sentence in this story. If I meet those qualifications, so maybe I'm a 3.1, I've got 37 hours, I can prove that I'm proficient in English, and this is my first degree, I'm not coming back for a second one. I mean, I did that. I'm in, right? Because the U of I is always, you understand my questioning here. It's such a competitive school. And a lot of kids with good resumes have historically been turned down. These transfer kids are going to get in, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, one of the things I'm really proud of with the system is our commitment to affordability and greater access to higher education. So this is one pathway that we've been very intentional about broadening so that more students can get that world-class education.
97,000 students, 97,000 students are in the U of I system. What's it, about 50 in Urbana, probably about 25 or so at UIC, something like that?
That's about right.
And, you know, I also referenced when I was talking about this that my kids went to school in the suburbs, and plenty of their pals I thought had really beefy resumes, and some of them didn't get into the University of Illinois. And the complaint was the kids from out of state or out of country were. Is this policy responding to that? Why are you all doing this? And is it because of those complaints?
Well, I think it's not just the complaints, but it's also about, you know, looking just across the state. We want to be able to retain really talented students, and understanding that not everyone has the ability to have dual credit or AP, and we're trying to solve for that. So as those students go off to community colleges to really beef up their academic records, and they still have a desire to come back, we want to offer them a pathway to come back to the University of Illinois, to UIC, and to UIS. And so there was a lot of intentionality around building this out so that those students who were turned away at one point for whatever reason, they have a way to come back and enjoy that education opportunity.
What does 36 hours look like? Is that a kid who's going to be a junior? Are they second semester sophomores? Who are they?
Well, I would say it really depends on how they've structured their college career, but about a sophomore with a classic record, that's about 36 credit hours.
Okay, here's a question from one of our listeners, and I know the answer, but I'll let you expand on this. Does the new policy guarantee admission into a specific college or major?
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of these questions around how does this work with the majors that I can get into. So I think one of the things that we've thought a lot about is depending on the college that you want to get into or the major you want to get into, there are some different assessments that happen during that transfer time. We look at the different credit hours you have. We look at your interest. And if you don't get into those specific schools based on the criteria, we will still help you be able to get into other majors. Even if that's starting off with kind of a general education foundation, we will help you along your journey. So I think that's one of the ways we take some of the worry out of that. I've heard that from several folks who were like, wait a minute, I want to go into the engineering school and I don't have quite what it takes right academically to get in. Well, we'll help you navigate that to get you where you want to be.
Right, to get you where you want to be, but you didn't say to get you into the engineering school. So maybe I go to the U of I and now I'm a gen ed. I used to hear stories about kids who would go be ag majors, although I'm not disparaging ag majors, but maybe there were more avails there. They'd go be an ag major. Now they're a U of I student. And then once you're in the system, it would be easier to change majors. You'd have to get grades, but it would be easier. Is that the path you're talking about, Deneen?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we have the supports in place to be able to address those issues. So that shouldn't be a reason for students to not apply. Yeah. Certainly apply, and we will work with you to make sure you succeed.
And just to be straight up about it, maybe that's a roll of the dice. Okay, so I'll go be an English major or a general ed or poli sci, whatever it is. I can get in there. I really, though, want to be in the business school. And I hope I'll be able to make the grades and get the credits and transfer, but maybe I won't. So maybe I should have gone to Purdue, but that's at least a potential path. It's not a guarantee. I can absolutely get in the school if I meet those minimum requirements, but you're not going to guarantee me I'm going to get in the business school, right?
Correct. Yeah. That is absolutely correct.
Yeah. Well, that's fair. I mean, this to me is a better, more reasonable route than this school has ever had. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, we couldn't be more excited to be able to offer this to all of our Illinois students. It's certainly a way that they can take advantage of the great institutions we have right here in our state, and certainly to retain them, right? What we are experiencing in Illinois is some brain drain, and we're trying to solve for that.
We talk about that a lot on the Wintrust Business Lunch. We visit with people who are in the tech sector, and they talk about the kids that leave Illinois and they go to the Silicon Valley, or they go to Austin, or they go to Boston. Why don't we keep these kids here in our schools and then in our businesses? And it sounds like you are addressing that in a way that those people would appreciate. Okay, so this fall, this program begins. For Urbana, for Springfield, for UIC, and I guess what's the next step then? Just go to the school you're interested in's website?
Yeah, you're actually going to visit our Transfer Guarantee website, And that will answer some of your questions. We have some FAQs there. There's a video from President Killeen. There are a number of materials on that site. So you're going to visit that site, and from there, we'll help you get back home.
What's the address of that website, Deneen?
Sure. It's a little long, so I'll just read it off. It's uaps.uillinois.edu/transfer_guarantee.
That's terrible. Okay, so what if I Googled University of Illinois? I'm sure I could find it that way, too. It's not terrible, but you understand.
Absolutely.
This is the radio, so it's hard to remember. So I'm going to Google transfer portal U of I. No, that would get me into sports. What do I Google?
You can Google transfer guarantee University of Illinois system.
Like that. Transfer guarantee University of Illinois systems. Deneen Jackson Gillespie is the Vice President of External Relations and Communications. Nice to talk to you today, Deneen. Thanks for your help on this.
Wonderful to talk to you, too. I really appreciate you getting this story out. Take care.